morning. Hi. October 31st, 2019. It's 12:18 in the morning. No, it's 12:18 in the afternoon. I started in the morning, just barely in the morning, but I started in the morning. I was waiting for it to get as warm as it was going to be before I decided to go. When I got up, it was like 6 degrees. And I'm thinking, nah, this isn't going to happen. And as the sun got up and the clouds burned off and things started warming up, I thought, oh, okay. Temperature said 26, so I thought, okay, I got my gear together. By the time I got my gear together, got out, it had warmed up to about 32. So it's warming up fast. Stuff is melting. There's still a ton of ice around. It's everywhere. It's underfoot. It's in the streets. But there's also a lot of dry sidewalk, so I can't complain too much. This is what my life is going to be for the next 4 months. So, yeah. Suck it up, buttercup. Here I go. So, yeah, I did do treadmill while I was not walking outside. I didn't do walking, but I did do treadmill. I didn't do all the treadmills, but I did at least one a day. It's not quite the same as being out in the weather, being out in the world, being out of the house. It's much more introspective for me to be out walking. I think it's much more creative. It's better for my creativity for me to be out walking outside. And probably that's just because I turn on some sort of video entertainment while I'm on the treadmill and let it carry me through the 36 or 7 minutes. But on the plus side, I think Cape Grace is done. I notified Jesse that I need the covers. He said he'd have them on Monday. I said, you know, I gotta send it to the editor. You got a couple of weeks, but Monday's great. Monday I can pay you. So I'll have to pay him. I'll have to pay Karen. It's all good. It's all good. It's a much stronger story. So all the beta readers who liked it the way it was, I think you're going to like it better. All the beta readers who thought there were some problems with it, I think I fixed them. I don't know if I fixed them all, but I fixed a lot of them. There's much better agreement with the end of Cape Grace and the beginning of Half Share now, so I'm happy with that. I've answered at least one of the burning questions. This sidewalk is in the shade. I'm gonna step out on the street. Walking in the snow is tiring. And this is all heavy shade over here. They don't get sun. Well, there's no sun on it at the moment. And it's afternoon. They've got at least another hour before the sun gets around far enough to shine down the street. So this piece is going to be tricky for the next few days. Ah, here we go, this is good. So, I think it's done. I can't read it anymore. I've asked a couple of people to give it a look. To see if it's filled in. I've added 20,000 words to it, so it's over 100,000 words now. It's like 107,000. which is pretty much where all the runs are. I think it's pretty much where the Seeker's Tales ended up. So right in my sweet spot, which is 100,000 words, it's the length that I was shooting for, and I apparently hit it. I think it's done. I'll wait to see what the two readers say. Tomorrow is NaNoWriMo. Tomorrow I have to start a new book. And I'm going to start Barbarian 1. I've done some test runs of that. I've written a few chapters here and there. But I think what's going to happen is that I'm going to set up a Scrivener project, and then I'm going to set up a For the Words project, and I'm going to use For the Words to track my counts. Okay, this is sloppy. Lots of ice in the street right there. Lots of ice on the sidewalk. Lots of nose drool. Because it is chilly. Put my fuzzy hood back up. Across the street, this guy's trying to make a turn. So tomorrow's NaNoWriMo. My goal is 5,000 words a day for 20 days to get 100,000 words. And then I'll drop back down to 2,000 words a day. One of the interesting challenges here that I've already run into, I ran into it last night when I finished up with Cape Grace, it was, you know, I had 800 words on the day, but I needed 1,200 to make my 2,000 words for the day. I'm trying to get in the habit of 2,000 words a day. And so I had to find something to write. And I wrote some backstory, I wrote some ideas about character development. This is fall down weather right here. A lot of hard ice where it had melted yesterday afternoon and it froze overnight. Everything froze overnight. Everything but me. I was quite comfortable, thank you. I stayed inside. I did not go out. I don't know what we're going to do about Halloween tonight. I hope we don't have a ton of kids out freezing their butts off, but we'll see. This looks like this sidewalk has been shoveled once, but the snowplow went by and filled it in again. A lot of snow. There's a lot of ice under it. I can feel it under my feet. So yeah, I'm working. This next book is going to be co-written with my daughter, EJ, who will. I'm going to write the prince. She's going to write the barbarian. We'll see how that works out. I don't know how it's going to go. If we each write 50,000 words for November and we get to the end of the second act, which is where the two perspectives come together, the two points of view come together in the third act, and what we need is something, and what we don't have is something that requires them to be together to solve some problem, something that they've been both working toward, and neither can do by themselves but have to do together. So maybe I'll spend some of my writing time today, get my 2,000 words in on what those kinds of things might be. And maybe they don't solve it. Maybe they just work together and fail, because neither of them can be flexible enough to work with the other one because of their biases and prejudices. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. The words will come when the words need to be there. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Okay. Yes, I said okay. Damn it. Oh, well. Yeah, it's cold. I took my gloves off to start up the recorder. I wish I'd put them back on now. My fingers are cold. Tuck the phone in the pocket and get the gloves back on. Oh, I also need to break out the Ravenwood calendar so I know which months have which celebrations in them. So I know where this culture will have its celebrations. A lot of my reading, because I just realized I stopped talking. I'm reading Pendulum Heroes, James Beaman's book. Still, I'm into book two. Lit RPG, I'm still enjoying it. He's done a really good job with world building and character building. His party of adventurers is well designed. Each character has his own strength and weakness and voice and all the things you look at when you think, oh yeah, well, this is stuff you need to do. And he's done it. He's just, it's very good. I find myself reading it when I should be writing or doing anything, doing almost everything else. So, yeah, if it make me read when I should be not reading, that's good. Depends on what you mean by not reading, I suppose. It's like, yesterday was a big SIFA day in the afternoon. A budget meeting, and then we had to go through all the people who applied for grants for next year. So it was pretty much full afternoon yesterday with SIFWA. Not that I minded. It was sunny yesterday. It was warmer yesterday. It was still in the teens for a lot of the day. I got my walk shoveled. I got my driveway shoveled. Some kind soul down the street overran the property boundary and did a lot of my sidewalk for me, which was really nice. And what happened, of course, was that since most of the snow was gone, this when the sun came out in the afternoon, beating down on the sidewalk, warmed the sidewalk up and melted everything that was left. which is pretty much the norm here all year long. That's when you don't clear it off to begin with, it doesn't melt. Or when, like that one piece back there ways where it's in the shade except for 2 hours in the early afternoon. It doesn't get enough sunlight to actually heat up much. Sidewalk black. I don't know what it would do in the winter, but summer would be pretty bad. I just thought of that. It's like, oh, yeah, no. My driveway, I've got a concrete pan driveway, and it's too hot to walk in barefoot in the summer. Walk barefoot on in the summer. It's really hot. If I paint it black, it would probably melt the soles of my shoes. Wow. Almost lost it that way. Okay, here we go. Northward bound. Last little leg, walking past the park. It's really looking a lot like Christmas, except the trees all have leaves on them. There's still a lot of color. It's faded. It's kind of gray looking, but there's still a lot of leaves on the trees. We did not actually get that much snow. It might have. I'm looking out here into this, the grasslands here, and there might be. There might be 4 inches, 5 inches of snow today, now. So we've lost some of it. It's packed down. Those really, really tiny flakes. It was really, really, you know, it'd come through and snow a blizzard for a few minutes and then fade down to spitting snow and then rain, snow a blizzard for a few minutes and then a couple hours of spitting snow. But the cold and the wind. Yeah, no, I stayed warm and dry in the cellar, away from the outside. Shoot, I've got to go to the grocery store. Or I've got to get fast food for dinner. I'm going with fast food for dinner. I think I've got a kid home for dinner, so it's 3 of us for dinner tonight. I've got stuff I could cook for 2, but I don't think I have something I can cook for 3. I did mac and cheese and tuna casserole already. Used up all the fresh meat. It's frozen stuff. I could thaw something probably. Good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Guy out walking his, I don't know, might be his kid, but probably more likely his grandson. Oh, anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.